following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, it's Jane Maria from Wendy's.
With a whole new way to eat the way you want for just $4.99.
Jay, why are you in a box?
I'm making a point that when you order at other places, you feel boxed in by limited combos.
I see.
But now at Wendy's, you're free to pick two. Any new premium half-size salad and one of seven tasty options to go with it, like an apple pecan chicken salad and a chili, both for only $4.99.
Great, so come out of the box.
Can you open it for me, Maria? Maria!
You know when it's real.
At participating Wendy's.
And I'm in a box.
I love to hit.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans at all of college football. No question in my mind. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoe.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And the snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute and 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good. Oh! He makes it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Damakutsu. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Damakutsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Damakutsu?
The stadium is blowing up.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What a jam-packed show we have for you today. We have got guests galore, football talk, cross-country talk, a little volleyball, And, of course, Daddy makes his selections. We've got our Pigskin Pick'em. It's all coming your way today on the Doug and Daddy Show. But first, welcome to all the teams and competitors and fans for the 2010 State High School Cross Country Meet. Gets underway with the Class D Girls Race coming up at 12 noon at the Kearney Country Club. I'll be out there all day giving you updates right here on ESPN Radio. The final race of the day, the Class A Boys at 3:30. And we'll talk with Kearney Bearcat head coach Luke Gehringer about his young team's chances. Tony, second in the state. Fremont is the prohibitive favorite, coming off a perfect district title.
Yeah, Doug, I don't know if I've ever heard of that. Perfect district title means you're 1 through 5. You're the first 5 finishers. Great for them. That's amazing right there. We'll see if Kearney can run them down.
So Luke Gehringer will join us on the show today. We will also talk with Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, the new indoor football league team that is going to be kicking off in Grand Island. Their tryouts are Sunday at Fauner Park in the exhibition. It's at from 9 to 12. Registration is at 8. Costs you $40. If you'd like to try out for the team, and I mean, they're going to have some studs, some all-conference players in college football, guys that have seen some time around the circuit and maybe even made some practice squads in the NFL. So they're looking for good football players, and that'll be interesting. Plus, a lot of talk about Nebraska, Oklahoma State with the voice of the Cowboys. Dave Hunziker joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show to break down the game. Plus, we're going to make our selections. I still haven't really changed my mind, although it seems like, Tony, a lot more folks are giving us reasons why Oklahoma State can win this game, stay close in this game. I have been, I'm just going to stay where I'm at, and hopefully that's right again.
Well, yeah, I hope we're, yeah, you think you've been right all the time, but we'll see about that. I hope the Huskers come out with a little emotion, take that crowd out of it. I hope the game goes exactly like it did last week, except the shoe's on the other foot.
Nebraska, Oklahoma State, all the action going on, and there's some interesting games in the Big 12 again. For the first time in a long time, all the games are supposed to be close, most of them. I mean, you do have Iowa State, Texas, and I think that's going to be interesting. But, Daddy, college football is already always wacky, but, again, explain to me how UCLA beat anybody.
By the way, Oregon just scored again.
I mean, that's unbelievable. How could UCLA lose to Texas? Or how could Texas lose to UCLA?
5 turnovers.
That's just the way it is, I guess, folks.
I mean, how does Iowa State – I mean, 8 turnovers a year ago, 5 turnovers. Yeah, that's the only way because, yeah, that's not a good football team. You know, Kansas State takes care of them at home. Then they beat Texas by a wide margin. Like, it's not like it goes down to the wire and they win by a field goal. It is a wacky deal. And then you see the point spread last night, 24.5. Wait a minute. That's the team that beat – no. No.
And I know you are looking for a bounce back today. Bertrand Loomis, girls cross country team, is favored to win Class D today. But last night, a couple of surprises in high school football this final week of the regular season, and about half the games played in the state last night, the rest tonight, full coverage. And man, this weather does not look like it's going to cooperate for anybody today. But a shocker last night as Bertrand falls to SEM 26-20.
Yeah, you know, congratulations, the Mustang, Coach Jim Langan. Congratulations. That's, you know, Bob Jensen on Wednesday said this was a Sumner Super Bowl. They were not going to be in the playoffs. They had to win last night and knock off an undefeated Bertrand team. Well, they found a way to do it, and congratulations to them. Bertrand had, I'm hearing penalties, I'm hearing turnovers, I'm hearing just a roughing the kicker penalty that I guess just obliterated. I mean, not like he dove and his hand ticked the toe. It was one of those where pretty easy to drop the flag on. It was just, you shake your head going, what are you thinking on that? But, you know, beside all those things, congratulations. They found a way to get it done. Now, as Sumner supposedly gets 2 kids back that they have had out in 8-man football, that can be a whole lot. We'll see if they can be that dangerous 13-14 right in their seed that many people think. They sure turned some heads last night, I know that. And I know that West in D2 is going to be a wacky. I mean, if you get that bracket right in the West, I mean, Sargent is going to be down in playoff points. And they just blast Mullen last night. The only test they've had all year. And it was 42-6 at the half.
55-12 final there, and all the playoff pairings will come out sometime tomorrow morning from the NSAA. Those seem to be quicker now. Computers, formulas, it's a lot easier to figure than pencil to paper, and those playoff brackets will come out tomorrow. The state football playoffs begin Thursday in C and D, 1 week from tonight in A and B. Most of the A and B games going on tonight as well. St. Cecilia completed an unbeaten season last night, 48-0 over Sutton. Kearney Catholic, we saw them take care of Blue Hill, 27-10. Keegan Fitzgerald, all four touchdowns for the Stars last night. Also last night, Ogallala beat Gothenburg, two top 10 teams in the West in C1, 28-7. Overton finishes unbeaten, downing Arapahoe. Loomis blanks Ansley. Eustis Farnham rolls another one, a team that people kind of talking about, but they're going to be very good. Donovan Trumbull's headed to the playoffs. They beat Superior 18-14. Pleasanton rolls. Ravenna rolls. Shelton, congratulations. They beat Palmer 30-20. So looking for some good high school football action tonight.
Oh, Doug, in one game I don't think you mentioned, the Minden game comes down to a wacky finish. Minden gets a 66. You know, if you compare scores, that's a game where you say Minden's going to win this or should win this by three, maybe four touchdowns. Should not be all that close. All of a sudden last night, they find themselves, you know, behind. And then they came back. The only completion of the game, a 66-yard pass to Jared Spear from Kissinger. And he takes it in. I guess the pass was about 30. He ran it in about 30 yards. So amazing finish there. So congratulations, Sam Dunn and the Whippets.
Also, volleyball last night, Grand Island wins the Heartland Athletic Conference Championship, a five-setter over Lincoln Southwest. Kearney Catholic sweeps Lexington. St. Cecilia, five sets over Heartland. St. Paul won a pair of matches over Gibbon and Wood River, and Axtell wins the Silver Lake quad by downing Deschler in the finals in three sets. Also, state cross country today, Nebraska basketball coach Doc Sadler spoke to the media at Big 12 media days yesterday. Did you want me to go into that?
No.
I didn't.
Let's wait on that for a couple more months. Well, what was the first of the year when they started playing the Big 12 competition?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, before that, Baltimore or Maryland County or
five
whatever.
Five Big 12 teams are ranked at the USA Today coaches poll out yesterday.
Well, that's some great news for Doc.
Friday, like to go out, lunch, maybe treat yourself to what's been going on all week and talk with your friends about what you're doing this weekend. The guys, all the football, all the baseball, the gals, what you're going to do while the guys are watching all the football and the baseball. Check it out, your lunch today at the Chicken Coop in downtown Grand Island and Kearney, where they're open 7 days a week. Lunch specials every day and great food and drink specials every night because they know you're hungry 7 days a week. Enjoy some of your favorites, whether it's the chicken wings in, boneless wings, chicken tender hoagie, all that with their 13 different sauces that you'll love, every one of them, and put them on and try them out. It's so good. You got pizza, you got hamburgers, you got salads. You can get a steak if you want it. There's something for the kids, there's something for the adults, and of course, great food and drink specials every night. Catch the Husker game tomorrow at the Coop. Kickoff at 2:37 against Oklahoma State. There's not a bad seat in the house with all of their high definition televisions. Daddy, where else would you rather be?
Well, there's no place I'd rather be because they've got great specials day and day night.
And Daddy will be making a special appearance Sunday about, 4:30, Chicken Coop.
I have a feeling I'll be around there.
Always like to get some NFL pointers on Sunday afternoon. Check out Daddy. Check out your friends at the Chicken Coop in downtown Grand Island and Kearney. Daddy, a state cross-country meet getting underway today in less than an hour with the Class D girls. And, of course, we've got reports all day right here on ESPN and our network of stations. And the final race of the day, as usual, the Class A boys. And always have a pretty interesting team race, and Kearney High always seems to be involved.
Well, they want to figure into it and hope to bring some hardware home from this meet today. Luke Gehringer, the head coach, in his first year, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Luke, thanks so much for the time today, and best of luck today.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
Luke, what about being a first-year coach at a program that you competed for and a program that has been a perennial power in state high school cross-country? What was it like taking it over, and I guess just how you've made it through this first year heading into today?
Well, you know, first of all, it was a privilege to run for Kearney High. I mean, it was a very impactful thing in my life, and I was very grateful that I had that opportunity. And now to be back here as the head coach, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. I think anybody who had a positive experience in high school or college would love to be back and kind of relive that a little bit. And I'm kind of doing that in a good way, or even not a better way.
Luke, it's got to be exciting. Only one senior on your team as well. The future looks bright.
Oh, no doubt about it. The best situation is you want kids earning their spots and battling for that. You know, this, I mean, even today, and then all until next year. I mean, it's a very fortunate situation to have so many kids, young kids that are looking to compete on our team.
Luke Gehringer, the head cross country coach at Kearney High, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Luke, before we break down your team, wow, what a performance by the team you're trying to catch. Fremont and you, 1-2 at the UNK invite, and then they go out and throw up a perfect score in their district. Do you guys, with this young team, have a chance to track them down today?
You know, it's the state meet, and so lots of people can have a chance if they run well, and, you know, kind of. All kinds of things can happen. You just got to go out and run your race and hope for the best. They're certainly, they've got a lot of kids, so they have a little bit of leeway. You know, maybe one kid doesn't have their best race, but they've got two or three that can slide right in there. And so it'll be a pretty tough go against them. And they've got a lot of seniors, and seniors typically go one of two ways. They run really well, or they just kind of struggle. So who knows what can happen.
Yeah, I know that meet here at Kearney is the biggest one in the state, and a lot of kids run here, Luke. But how big of an advantage is that for the kids that run here and the kids that don't run here?
Oh, it's a major advantage because you get to know the tough parts of the course, and you can kind of figure out where you're going to need to focus a little bit more mentally to kind of keep yourself up in the race or where you want to be. And so there's a tremendous benefit for that. And the crew at UNK, they do a great job putting that meet on and kind of emulating the state meet. I mean, it's practice for them, too, and it's a tremendous opportunity to run on the state course.
Doug, emulating, good word. I'm going to write that one down in our list. Well, it's never been used on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's making the list. We are talking with Luke Gehringer. He's the head cross country coach at Kearney High. Luke, 60% chance that it's going to be raining when you're here today. And there have been a couple of times where the weather, well, more than a couple, but a couple of times in the last 12, 13 years where rain has affected how you run this course. If it is raining, how does that affect the way you run or you tell the kids to run out there, or do you just do what you do?
I would say you just kind of get after it and do it because everybody's running in it, and that's cross country. I mean, it's all about place. The first thing you look at when you cross the line is what place are you, and then afterwards you can kind of be satisfied with your time or figure out why it was the way it was. And so our kids will go out and compete hard regardless of the weather, and I just hope that it's not raining here all day long and then the course is just really sloppy come later in the day. But I think in 97 it was like that. With Class A, it was the last race of the day, and the course was just destroyed, and so the times were terribly slow. And so what that does, it gives a chance, you know, some kids that maybe wouldn't be up there as high, they get a chance to kind of place a little bit higher than they normally would with some of the other kids coming back
Luke
to them, some of the better kids.
Luke talks about that 97 meet. Personally, Daddy, maybe the most horrible sports covering day in my existence. That was the first time I ever covered it media-wise for our network of stations when I moved to Kearney. They've changed the course since then because you took off and used to go right down that hill, which would be number 3 at the country club now. Kids were slipping all over the place. It was a mess, and it just rained all day, all night into football. Hopefully not that, because as we know, you want to give the kids the best chance to do the best they can under the circumstances so it's an even playing field.
Luke Gehringer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'll be honest, 1997, that was one of the years I was in college. I don't have much recollection, but that's a whole other story for another day. Luke, you've got such a young team. Single out your kids. Tell the folks in Central Nebraska who's really been running well for you.
You know, the young kids have improved a lot because, I mean, just as when you're younger, you have more room for improvement, and they've certainly done that. And so just all four of our sophomores that are running, Tim Smith and Andrew Hansen, are two that are on the forefront. The other two, they weren't out for cross country last year, but those two kids at all of our meets, I was looking at their combined times from last year to this year, and at a couple meets, they were taking off like 5 and 7 minutes between the two of them, which is how much they've improved. And which, again, is just a testament to them and their efforts and their hard work. And then you've got Dylan Graff and Davis Bailey, are a couple other sophomores that they came out and they didn't even know what cross country was or why I was asking them to do it. and they came out and kept getting better and fought through the rigors that are placed on you during the cross country season. And of course, you can't not mention Jake Olson and Nolan Zimmer and Matthias Wahlberg. Those guys have done a tremendous job leading our team, and they set the tone in practice. They set the tone at meets in terms of your attitude and how you have to go out and compete. And they've gotten a lot better this year, just in terms of their training, and they're doing a great job. I can't say enough about them.
Luke, I know each team has separate coaches, but since we have you on, can you give us a little mention about the Bearcat girls and what they're expecting today?
I could, but I don't follow it all that closely. I'm just trying to deal with my stuff. From what I've seen is they've got a young team and a lot of potential, and it could go either way. They could have some kids that run very well, and honestly, I don't know where they're at in terms of team placing at the state meet, but I just look at that number next to their names and see what grade they're in. So they got a lot of young kids. So,
well, Luke, best of luck to you and the kids today. Hopefully they have their best race of the season, and it looks like the groundwork is there for future teams to do very, very well over the next couple of years with the Kearney Bearcats. And Daddy, that's why in the summer, when you're out at 8 in the morning going to church on a Sunday and there's a pack of them, that's what we call them, their pack of cats running all over the place, it's all for today.
That's their motto, that Alan from The Hangover, the wolf pack thing, that's their speech they give before they start running each morning.
That's us, the wolf pack.
Very eloquently put. Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck to you and your squad today.
Hey, guys, thanks. I appreciate it.
Luke Gehringer, head cross country coach at Kearney High. Tony, they've got some kids that are back that medaled, as he talked about. Jacob Olson finished fifth last year. Nolan Zimmer finished in seventh place. They're all going to be trying to track down. Actually, Brady McGuire of North Platte is the defending champion. That's the thing about cross country. Anybody in the top 15 sometimes can come off the board and win this event. So Kearney looking like they are the second best team on paper going in, and Fremont, their kids finished 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at districts.
I thought I understood a sweep in cross country. That's an amazing feat. Obviously, cross country, like golf, the lowest score wins. You just combine the scores, that produces your champion, for folks that don't know that out there. But that's an amazing, amazing finish. I don't know that I've ever saw that before.
You score 5 in Class A, 4 in the rest of the classes. They run the races every half hour today. A few other names that you're going to want to watch for, some kids that are returning as far as medalists. Franklin Ibarra of Lexington has medaled the last 2 years in the Class B boys, and Jared Schoenman of Holdridge medaled last year. He finished in 7th place. You go into Class C, and you're looking at Luke Remmert of Gothenburg from the area as a returning medalist on the boys' side. And then in Class D, the defending champion, Dylan Eckel of Gibbon. We talked with Kearney Catholic coach Don Lees last night. He says, again, continues to get better, an outstanding runner. Jordan Potseba of Hastings St. Cecilia, also a returning medalist. Then on the girls' side, Mackenzie Capps is going to try and chase down the 2-time defending champ, Andrea Weeder of Lindsay Holy Family Newman Grove. Capps finished 2nd last year. Whitney Claypool of Gibbon, also a returning medalist from the area, as is Cherise Farmer. She medaled back in her freshman year, and she's trying to make the top 15 again out of St. Cecilia. So as far as the returning kids, more on the boys' side than on the girls' side, but there are a lot of teams that are going to be competing. Let's give you a quick rundown here. The Class D girls' race, Kearney Catholic, Bertrand Loomis, who is the favorite. You've got to, maybe that'll pick you up after last night's football, Tony. Bertrand Loomis coming together, Grand Island Central Catholic, Franklin. But Bertrand Loomis favored in the D girls.
Yeah, many people think it's down to them and Crofton, I believe. Those are two co-favorites. Maybe the school needs a little pick-me-up after last night, so we'll see.
Adams Central girls, Kearney girls are the teams from the area that will be there. On the boys' side in Class D, it is Hastings St. Cecilia, Gibbon, Ravenna, and Ord. Class B, Lexington, and Class A, Kearney, and then, of course, numerous individuals qualifying in the field as well today. State cross-country meet updates throughout the day right here on ESPN Radio. Daddy, I heard you went out and ran would be the wrong word, the course this week.
Yes, I have saw the course. Looks beautiful. I did not run it. I was on a golf cart.
What the hell's all this paint? What's a blue line and a white and a yellow? What is all this?
Yeah, actually, you know, my cousin was from Loomis before, when they co-op back, was one of the first teams when they were very, very... Bertrand Loomis really been a power in cross-country ever since those two schools have combined.
Look, the Ford's coach does a great job over there.
Martha and Brad Rankin, they do a wonderful job. Yeah, they really do.
And again, updates all day on our network of stations, including right here on ESPN Radio. Well, Tony, selection time.
Bring it.
Let's give your selections, Daddy's NFL and college selections for the weekend. How have you been doing?
Well, we've been bouncing around. We're hanging around that 500. I think we're three games above 500 on the year yet.
Well, that's above.
Well, yeah, we're cashing a few tickets, but, yeah, when we need to make that move, we haven't been able to do it. Last week in the NFL, looked like coming down the wire with 6 minutes to go, we were going to be 2-0 and have a winning weekend. Instead, a 46-yard penalty, face mask penalty in the Denver game, put the ball on the 4-yard line, the Jets go on and score, win that game. And then San Francisco scores a touchdown, takes the cover out from Oakland. So that's just kind of been the way things have went, but we'll see what happens this week.
Daddy's selection and Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to do well, coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Next, another state cross-country championship update from the Kearney Country Club.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction has been your number one call. Design, builds, and general contractors in Kearney. Congratulations to all the athletes competing in state competition. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years.
People come, people go. Life seems to move pretty fast, so relax with your friends and family at Sportsman's in Gibbon, just over the overpass in sunny downtown Gibbon. Great food at affordable pricing. Proud to support area cross country.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman Main, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Your 24-hour pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. Clevenger delivers propane, gas, and diesel fuels on site when you need them. Clevenger, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravanna Blue Jays.
I'm Doug Duda with this state cross-country update. The 2010 meet has the first gun go off at 12 noon today at the Kearney Country Club with the Class D girls. Then it's the Class B girls, followed by the D and B boys with races every half hour. At 2 o'clock, the C girls go, then A, followed by C and B boys. We'll have updates all day right here. Class A boys should be an interesting 1-2 race after Fremont had all five runners place in the top five. Perfect score at districts. Kearney right now looks to be number two in Class B. Lexington's going to try and chase down Pius and Scotts Bluff, York and Elkhorn, Mount Michael. On the girls' side, Papillion-La Vista South, a favorite in A. Seward and Pius trying to do some good things in Class B. Now Class C and D could see some area teams and individuals do very well. Bertrand Loomis, the favorite in the Class D girls here today. And plenty of individuals are trying to come back and medal once again this season. In Class A, Kearney boys Jacob Olson and Nolan Zimmer are returning medalists. In the Class B boys, you've got Franklin Ibarra of Lexington that is trying to medal for the third straight year. Class C, Luke Remmert of Gothenburg medaled last year. And on the boys' side, Dylan Eckel of Gibbon is the returning state champion. Jordan Potseba of Hastings St. Cecilia. Also on the girls' side, Mackenzie Capps of Bertrand Loomis is trying to come back and knock off two-time defending champion Andre Weider of Lindsay Holy Family, Newman Grove. Whitney Claypool of Gibbon also was a state medalist last year. We'll have updates for you all day long as we get ready for the 2010 State High School Cross Country Meet to begin at the Kearney Country Club at noon.
More updates coming all day on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, and Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Cowboys of Oklahoma State, joining us in our second half hour. And all weekend long, the place for you is O'Malley's. Whether it's after cross country, before tonight's Kearney High football game, before or after UNK this weekend, or just Friday or Saturday evening hanging out with the gang, I hear there's a concert. Maybe you want to pregame and postgame after the concert at O'Malley's. Well, you know you want to. And so O'Malley's is the spot for good times. And it's finally Friday. No better way to kick off your weekend than with Happy Hour at O'Malley's. Celebrate the start to your weekend with O'Malley's Happy Hour from 5 to 7. What's happy about it? Well, you're happy because it's Friday. They've got great drink specials and nachos and yummy wings every Friday from 5 to 7. So come hang out with your friends, the gang, new and old, and escape to O'Malley's. Kearney's downtown tradition on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's going to be a great weekend. Come in, watch the Husker game, enjoy it all, UNK, high school activities, or just hanging out with your friends. Even if you're not a sports person, come on in. They've got nachos and wings and specials for you too. Tonight from 5 to 7 and friends all weekend long. Well, it's that time. And boy, Dallas Clark out for the season, folks. Did you hear this? Did you see this? Dallas Clark listed basically as the top tight end in the NFL. He's always number one in the fantasy rankings. So if you got Dallas Clark, get on the waiver wire and get what you can because he is out for the season. A thumb and a wrist injury is going to keep him out. So Peyton Manning, one of his main targets, is now gone for the season. It is time for our Pigskin Pick'em. And on the program today, 888-455-ESPN is the number. If you've not went up against us, Merritt, what, two people? Two? We've kind of been on a winning streak, right? Three weeks in a row or something like that? Two or three weeks. If you can knock off Daddy and I, you are in for a final bowl selection appearance, and the winner of that gets a laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase. But just for getting in on the show today, it's a Big Daddy's Deli combo meal, good for one large meal deal sandwich at any of their locations, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill in Kearney. Two locations in Hastings at 801 West 2nd and 610 East South. It's the home of a bazillion sandwiches, and Daddy is trying them right. Really? Really? Here's the trivia question, folks. First person to get this right will be our contestant and our qualifier for today. Oklahoma State, all we can talk about now is passing, passing, passing. Justin Blackmon breaking all kinds of records. Brandon Weeden moving up the charts. Who's the all-time career rushing leader at Oklahoma State? The all-time career rushing leader at Oklahoma State, 888-455-3776. Merritt's going to get you hooked up here, and then we're going to get your picks on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, after running all the way around that cross-country course today, I've seen the kids, what they look like when they're done. They're tired. They put all their energy out there. Time to re-energize when you are tired anytime.
Well, you need to re-energize by going to Complete Nutrition. Fall kickoff special, 30% off all protein powder. You want acid ratio for absorption, energy, and recovery? Then you need the V-Core. That'll take care of those running cramps. It'll get you back and up and going. Maintains and hardens muscles. Only 120 calories per serving. 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of protein. It's perfect for women, too. Women, we're not leaving you out. The Titan, the Goliath. Those are all waiting for you. Don't know which one works best for you? That's why they've got trained professionals. Their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sunmart in Kearney, or call 308-338-1FIT or online at CompleteNutrition.com. Don't forget, the fall kickoff special, 30% off all protein powders. Get there today. Check it out. Let them know. Maybe you're into weight loss. They've got that for you. They've got energy drinks. They've got the protein bars that you need. Check them out. Complete Nutrition today.
Help you feel better, stronger, and keep you going as we get towards these fall and winter months. Daddy, let's get you going on your NFL and college selections for the week.
Well, Douglas, I start off in the Big 12, Kansas State at Baylor. All I've got to say is a player that I loved a year ago, Mr. Griffin. He ranks third in total offense. Rushed for 134, threw for 220-some versus Colorado. Kansas State goes there. Baylor is minus 7 points. Did you ever think you'd hear the day that Baylor would be favored by a touchdown? I will take the Baylor Bears minus 7 points. New Mexico State at Idaho. Our friend Nathan Enderle, right down the road in North Platte, has got it going on the last three games. Thrown for over 1,000 yards, 9 touchdowns the last three games. Idaho should rock this New Mexico State Aggie team. I will take Idaho minus a 24. LSU at Auburn, both 7-0 right now. Tigers of Baton Rouge are 25.5 against the spread on the SEC road. That is a statistic for you. I will take
their what?
They are plus 25.5 points against the spread on the SEC road. LSU at Auburn. I will take the LSU Tigers plus those 7 points. I like Les Miles. Well, actually, Les Miles has done some really bad things, taking a lot of criticism, but I like 7 points in the LSU Tigers. South Carolina minus 14 at Vanderbilt. The home team is 9-0 against the spread in Gamecock games this year by 114 points. Well, that's pretty simple. The home team is Vanderbilt. I'll take those 14 points, and I'll take the Commodores.
So recapping the college games, you've got LSU, Vanderbilt, Baylor, and Idaho. Now let's go to the National Football League.
Well, I start with many people look at this as a stinker game, the Rams at Tampa Bay. The last road game the Rams played, 44-6. They were not on the winning end of that. They will not be on the winning end of this one come Sunday. The Bucs 11-2 against the spread as a home favorite after scoring less than 14 points. Not sure who keeps that stat, but I found that stat. I will take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, -3. Cleveland at New Orleans. The Browns, 9-3-1 against the spread as of late. Plus, the Saints, 2-10 against the spread as double-digit favorites. Well, I'll take those 14 points and just say it's closer than the experts expect. I certainly expect the Saints to come out on top in this one, but I don't think those 14 points are certainly going to bode well in their favor. I don't know if they're going to. Cleveland's going to be in this ballgame, especially with Hillis running the football. The 49ers, -3 at Carolina. You know what? I will take Carolina. The 49ers lost last week. Last week, 140 yards in penalties. They still won 17-9 over the Raiders. Niners 1-8 against the spread as road favorites. 1-10 against the spread versus Carolina. I will take Carolina plus the 3 points. 49ers going across the country. Noon game. Take Carolina plus the 3 points. Recapping the pros. Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and Carolina.
Scary. I kind of like some of those. I'm scared. I'm a little scared. Daddy's selections here on ESPN Radio for entertainment purposes only.
Bless your betting.
Oh, Tony. Okay. And unfortunately, I do like a couple of those. So let's get to our picks. We're going to Wilcox, and Ryan Juergens is our winner today. He knew that Thurman Thomas is the career rushing leader at Oklahoma State. It's kind of an easy question, but I thought more people would call and say Barry Sanders. But, Ryan, you're all over it. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great, guys. How's both of you doing?
Well, we're trying to get through here. I think I'm going to send Tony out and run that cross-country course if it rains today, flatten it out a little bit for the kids.
I figured he was probably getting ready for the tryouts for the Danger Sunday.
Tony. Let's get to the picks. Let's get to the picks. Here we go. Up first, Georgia Tech is at Clemson. Ryan, who you got?
Oh, let's go Georgia Tech.
Okay. Daddy, who are you going to take?
Clemson.
Oh, no. Thank you for moving it along. I'm going to take Clemson as well. Maryland is at Boston College. Daddy, who you got?
Boston College.
See, I gotta think that Maryland is going to pull an upset here. I don't know. Ryan, what do you think?
I'll take BC.
All right. North Carolina at Miami of Florida. For some reason, I think Miami, maybe they're better than they are. North Carolina's got to be due to do something. I can't believe the line is less than a touchdown. I'm going to take Miami. Ryan, what do you think?
I'll take Miami.
And Daddy?
Miami, Florida.
Thank you, sir, for keeping it moved along. I can't. That might be the first time he's ever taken the Hurricanes. Okay, Georgia at Kentucky. Ryan, who you like? Kentucky knocking off a big win for them.
I'll go with Kentucky.
I think I'm going to take Kentucky as well. They knocked off South Carolina last week after they had beaten number one. Daddy?
The Cats of Kentucky.
All right. Arizona State is at Cal. I'm going to take Cal in this one. Daddy, who do you like?
Cal Bears.
I think I sense a theme going here. You're being pretty funny. Ryan, what do you think? Arizona State at Cal?
We'll go Cal.
That's a clean sweep. Let's get into the Big 12. Well, I think we already know the pick here. Daddy, Kansas State at Baylor.
Baylor Bears.
Well, we knew that when you picked it in your picks here. I'm going to take Baylor, although K-State, I don't know. If Taylor Martinez can do it, I think Robert Griffin can do it. What do you think, Ryan?
Oh, just to be different, I'll go K-State.
I like it. I think that's a good one. Good one there. Texas Tech at Colorado. Daddy?
Colorado.
Ha ha, you took Colorado. Yay. I can't believe it. That could be the first time because I'm taking Colorado. Ryan, what do you think?
Never. I'll never take Colorado. I'll take Tech all the way.
Going down in flames no matter what.
That's
now let's get to some of the big games on this schedule. You'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Wisconsin is at Iowa. I'm going to get away from this trend where the team that just came off a big win can't do it 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to take Wisconsin. Daddy, who do you like?
Iowa.
Okay, Ryan. Well, you're the tiebreaker here. Who do you like?
Iowa.
Oklahoma is at Missouri. Daddy, does number one go down? Who you got?
Oklahoma.
You're no fun. Ryan?
Sooners.
Yeah, I've taken Oklahoma as well, but I can't believe point spread is, what, 4? Final game, LSU at Auburn, another top 10 battle. I am going to take Auburn. Daddy, who do you like here?
LSU.
Well, no kidding, because you picked them in your picks. Thanks. And how about you, Ryan? Who you got?
We'll go Auburn.
All right, let's get to the final points here. The total points, the tiebreaker, Nebraska, Oklahoma State. We've made our selections, and I'll have to tell you before you even guess here, Ryan, they are very close, the total points that Tony and I have. Total points, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, what do you got?
56.
Okay, low-scoring game, you're going to win because Daddy... Okay, Daddy, I took 66 points here in this Nebraska-Oklahoma State game. My prediction is Nebraska 45, Oklahoma State 21. What do you got?
I've got 60 points. I've got Nebraska 34, Oklahoma State 26.
All right, so there you go, 66, 60, and 56. Ryan, a winner of our Big Daddy's Deli combo. And I gotta be truthful here. I think you got a great chance to kick our butts this week. Ryan, enjoy the Husker game, all right?
Oh, I will. I always do.
Take care, bud. From Wilcox, Ryan joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sure appreciate it. He's in for the laptop computer if he can beat us in our picks this weekend. You don't have to beat up on Daddy and I to enjoy the great flavor and all the great food at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend here in Kearney. All beef at Troutman's is USDA certified Angus beef, quality aged, minimum of 30 days. That's right, for peak flavor and tenderness. Plus, they've got all the sauces, the spices that you can put on and flavor it up just like you like. Fresh sausage in and out of the smokehouse. Some of it is smoked, some of it is not. Plus, tailgating, you're halfway home, and you just go, this just ain't working with the grill. Green Mountain Grill, they've got them. They've got all the gear you need, the pellets. They've got the brochure if you need to read up on how to make it even better. But you're a pro. Use something that the pros use. Green Mountain Grill, they've got the domestic and imported wines from Max Creek Vineyard, Superior State Wines, and more. Ground beef, bacon, steaks, it's all right there at Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Nebraska Danger football with General Manager Mike McCoy, and then Dave Hunziker, voice of Oklahoma State, will join us in our last segment. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you want to get completely jacked every time you hit the gym? Complete Nutrition delivers again with Berserk. Berserk crushes those old pre-workout formulas like NanoVapor, Super Pump, and NO Explode by injecting your system with pure crealkaline and a glycoload waxy maze plasma expander. The result is muscle-flooding strength and blood-pumping energy for the sickest workout in your life. So if you haven't experienced true workout intensity, get to Complete Nutrition today and go berserk. You won't find this product available in any other retail stores. In fact, the only place you'll find it is Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher.
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar.
You bet.
This chocolate bar.
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
Hey, I'm Jason Cameron, TV host and licensed contractor. When you're on the job all day like me, your feet take a beating. Wolverine boots are the only boots I'll depend on. An American work boot tradition for over 125 years. You put in an honest day's work. Enter our Comfort Kickback giveaway now at Wolverine.com. Win the ultimate kickback package. Flat screen, surround sound, and Blu-ray system, and a king-size recliner. Plus, all their weekly prizes to make life a little more comfortable. Wolverine's Comfort Kickback giveaway. Enter now at Wolverine.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies develop today as we'll see a slight chance of showers or a storm developing as well with high temperatures of 69. South winds will become gusty at times, around 10 to 15. Tonight, lows reach 52. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 55. Get.
Gotta get get. This Sunday, going on in Grand Island, more people will get a chance to find out more about the Nebraska Danger Indoor Professional Football Team because tryouts will be underway, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show to find out more about this team. General Manager Mike McCoy joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, appreciate you giving us some time, and are you ready
Absolutely.
To go? Is everything ready to go for Sunday?
No. No, it's not, but we're very close. You know, we're expecting a whole bunch of players there, and a whole bunch of people are going to come and you watch as well. So we're busy just doing all those fun little things as far as keeping everything organized and paperwork and making sure that everybody gets a fair shake and a fantastic shine, a fantastic time to show off what they can do.
Well, Mike, let's start at the beginning. We here on the show have been hearing ever since the Heartland Event Center was built, ever since the Diesel left here in Kearney, that people want football, people want basketball, the hockey team's here, something else, something more. And, of course, when the Heartland Event Center was built, they didn't have a sports franchise like they do in Kearney. Mm-hmm. Where did this all start? Where did it come from? Talk about getting this team to Grand Island.
Well, I tell you what, I've been in the business, Doug, a long time. I've worked on both coasts and in the Midwest, and actually Charlie Bosselman called me several months ago, and he had done his research and his homework, and he wanted to explore the possibilities of putting an indoor professional football franchise here in the city, and he heard that I had a lot of experience doing this over the past decade, and so he called me, and he asked me to come up to Grand Island and sit down and talk about it, and I did. And Charlie was very organized. He knew exactly what he wanted. He had the right idea about how to run a professional football franchise like this, and I knew exactly what I was looking for too, Doug, because I'd been several other places, and I knew what pieces of the puzzle had to be in place. And when I drove up here from Wichita, Kansas, which is where I've been for a while, I just knew what I wanted him to stay, if there was even a possibility of it working here, because I wasn't going to come up here unless I knew that it was a fantastic situation, period. So when I got up here, my little one-hour interview turned into about a day and a half. You know, I didn't want to leave, but I had a great talk with Charlie, and he had so many great ideas and so many interesting concepts, and we were the same. Our thoughts and feelings about how this thing should work and how it's a family deal and for the kids, and, you know, was just right on target. And then he took me over to the event center, and I went through that building, and it's just an incredible facility to host indoor football. The ceilings are right high. The locker rooms are phenomenal. I mean, they had everything that it took. So basically we just, you know, talked about a few other philosophies on how to run a football team, and we were together on those. So I drove back to Wichita and packed my bags, and I'm actually driving back and forth right now. So I'm trying to buy a house up here and sell a house down there. So it's going very, very well here, obviously.
General Manager of the Nebraska Danger, Mike McCoy, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, for football fans that have been in the Tri-Cities here for any amount of time, they're going to hearken everything back to the team that was in Kearney, the Tri-City Diesel. Don't know if you're familiar with them at all. Obviously, defunct now for quite a few years. This league has changed. There are a lot more teams in it. What does it take to make a successful team? And I guess for the fans out there, what's different now about the indoor game than what maybe they saw 5-6 years ago?
Well, there's several things, really, Doug. This league now has 25 teams in it, from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Rochester, New York, to Richmond, Virginia, to Phoenix, Arizona, to Allen, Texas, to Amarillo, Texas. So we're all over the place right now. There's a lot of old AFL owners who have gotten into this league as well. This league, the way it's changed and adapted over the years of trial and error, obviously from different places or whatever, is they figured out a good business plan and a good business model to make this thing work. And it works in cities like Grand Island, Kearney. If you're in a much bigger city, you kind of get swallowed up, and you know, there's just way too much to do there. When I was in the different places, I worked in bigger cities. There was so much going on, but here it's football. It's in it's February through June. There's not other football that's going on then. So we feel like the time is right. You know, we'll play 7 home games, obviously, and they'll be on Saturday nights. So it's a great chance to bring out the family. We have purchased a brand new, beautiful turf that our players will have a chance to play on. It's all about getting the right business plan, getting the right equipment together, getting the right coaches in here, getting the right players in here, and having the owner that gets it. And Charlie gets it. I mean, it's a big investment, and it's something that, you know, will pay off in the long run for people that live in this area, you know, to come and bring their families and have fun. We've made the ticket prices affordable, you know, so there's a whole lot of things there that have to be right. And I hired 2 incredible football coaches. They're recruiting the best players that they can across the country. We've got to get NFL caliber guys in here. I was at the Kansas City Chiefs game about 3 or 4 weeks ago. They played the 49ers up there, and I got a chance to talk to their personnel people and their coaching staff. I mean, there's only 32 NFL teams in the country, and each team has 53-man roster. And there are so many players that are good enough to play at that level, but either there's not enough room for them, you know, their agent didn't get them in the right place at the right time, et cetera. So to continue to answer your question, we got to get great quality players here too. I mean, guys who can do some incredible things, and we really feel like we have a chance to attract them to here and give them a chance to play, get good film while they're here, move back up into the National Football League, move up into the CFL, et cetera. So we're kind of that middle niche for the guys who graduated from college that just didn't quite make it into an NFL camp. You know, the players all have agents. You know, we deal with their agents too specifically, and they're going to be coming in here from Hawaii. They're going to be coming in here from University of Arizona. They're going to be coming in here from all kinds of different places from coast to coast. So it takes all of that, Doug. It takes the proper funding. It takes the right time. It takes the right market. And you got to have players that can come in here and win right away.
Mike McCoy joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the general manager of the new indoor football team, indoor football league team in Grand Island, the Nebraska Danger. You mentioned some of those others. Can you tell us? I know you probably don't want to divulge if there's somebody that you already know is coming here, but what about former Nebraska players or former UNK Hastings College? Is there a Nebraska tie? Do you already have your eyes on a name or two that people know? I mean, obviously the Omaha Nighthawks just got going in the UFL. One of their marketing things, they brought in good players, but they wanted to make sure they had two or three that had some Nebraska ties. Can you do that? Are you doing that?
We are doing that. You know, we would love to have as many Nebraska players here as possible. We have reached out to quite a few of those guys that who have actually too called us, you know, specifically and said we heard there's going to be a team in Grand Island. You know, they're between this stop and that stop, whatever. But yeah, we have reached out to those guys. I can't comment on any of the signings yet until after the league clears it. You know, we can sign them to a contract, and then we have to send the contract into the league office, and the league office approves it. So we can't release anything until I get the approval from the league office. But, yes, we have reached out to those guys specifically, and it's just amazing how many guys from this area played at UNL or UNK that are back here now, that live and work in this area right now. And it's just amazing the people that I've met that I mean, you know, from looking at the films and talking to their college coaches and, you know, knowing that they played a couple years in the NFL, they're back here doing something else. I mean, it's just amazing the caliber of player that is right here in this area, too. So we're very, very blessed because of that.
The tryout is this Sunday. Registration's at 8 a.m., 9 to 12, the tryouts at the exhibition building at Fauner Park. After this tryout, I guess just the timeline, you told us when we're going to be playing football. What's next after the tryout? When will we know some of the players on this team?
Well, hopefully I'll have permission by the league office to release names starting on Monday. And I'm hoping I'm taking some contracts with me to the tryout on Sunday morning. If I see, you know, if of course we're going to test them completely to find out, you know, who the fastest ones are, the ones that can jump the highest, the ones that can throw and catch and do some fantastic things. But we should be able to announce our first press release of who we've signed by Monday. And then we'll probably have another tryout potentially in December or the first part of January, and then we'll bring our players in the first part of February, because we'll have them here for about 3 weeks prior to kickoff. And it looks like kickoff will be probably February the 26th. The schedule's not been released yet from the league office, but it looks like we're going to be hosting our first home game on February 26th. That's what it looks like right now. So, and there's a million things to do, Doug, between now and then. You know, we got to find some good players. We house the players. We feed the players. We find them jobs. You know, they practice twice a day. We take them to work. They got to lift weights, you know, once or twice. I mean, it's a pretty full schedule, and we find out right away who really wants to play football, who wants to get better, and who wants to move up.
Well, we look forward to meeting the players, finding out who's going to be our hated rival besides the Omaha Beef, and learning a whole lot more about the Nebraska Danger. Mike, have a successful weekend, and we look forward to chatting with you as the Nebraska Danger get ready to take the field next year.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Mike McCoy, general manager of the Nebraska Danger. Don't forget, tryouts are set for Sunday. Best of luck. And don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at the Breakfast Revolution that's going on at BK. Toasted Burger King breakfast ciabatta club sandwiches, egg, sausage, bacon, cheese, and tomato. Fresh brewed Seattle's best coffee. Breakfast served until 11 daily. And if you're ready for lunch early, don't worry, their full menu is served all morning long at BK. We'll be back with more, including the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, Dave Hunziker, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
Hey everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and I want to make sure you're aware of a new, better way to have business meetings. The old way, you needed to be on the phone, or you needed to be looking face-to-face with another person. But the new, better way, you can meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting. It's like meeting in person, but it takes less time, and it's much less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so they can follow along as you move from page to page. Use GoToMeeting to host a sales presentation, product demo, or training session, and with GoToMeeting brought to you by Citrix, you can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. I've seen this thing. It's unbelievable, and here's how you can get it. For our listeners only, you can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free, and here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com. Try it free, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Well, we're hoping for a big win tomorrow, Tony. Oklahoma State, Nebraska, 2:30. You want to be a winner? Get into Midway. You don't have to wait for somebody else to make you a winner. You can be a winner because we're right in the middle of the 96-hour sale.
Well, Doug, and I'll be honest with you, I'm looking for something different than last weekend, a different result. Well, you're going to go home with your smile on your face no matter what when you stop by Midway Chevrolet this weekend.
Absolutely, guys. I'm telling you this right now. It's pretty much been pandemonium the first day and a half of this sale. We've already gone ahead and eliminated a couple of our vehicles, the 10s remaining. Guys, and what is so different about this year compared to previous years in the past is usually you had this inventory hanging on till December, January. You could wait around to get that great of a deal. Guys, it is like no other year we've ever had before. A lot of this inventory is going to be gone here shortly. So I cannot stress this enough. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Come on down and get that deal you know you deserve.
Andy from Midway is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. Daddy, we've been going to the games watching all the – I mean, a lot of the harvest is starting to wrap up, and guys are taking it in, and they're realizing it's time to beef up for 2011. You guys got everything they need.
Absolutely, guys. And I always tell everybody, I said, hey, don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Make sure you go ahead and take that time. You know you've been working hard this year. Why don't you come on down to Midway, Jeep Chrysler Dodge, or the Chevy Cadillac Buick. Come to this 96-hour sale at the Jeep Chrysler Dodge store. Guys, we're talking 0% money and $4,000 off the sticker price. You can't beat that.
Midway Auto Group, it's going on today, tomorrow, Monday, the 96-hour sale. Always can find out more information at thinkmidway.com. Andy, I can see the sweat coming down your brow, bro. Get back out there.
I know. I'll tell you what, guys. I cannot stress this enough. This is exclusively through the manufacturer of Chrysler, but we're including vans. We're including trucks. We're doing the big things that you folks expect out of us, your local dealer. Come on down or visit us at thinkmidway.com.
continuing our preview of the unbeaten Oklahoma State Cowboys. Nebraska heading to Stillwater on Saturday. And, Daddy, this is interesting. I don't know if I want to know more about what he's doing Saturday or what he's going to do when we get done with the interview, because Dave Hunziker is the play-by-play voice at Oklahoma State, but he's also got to get to class here in a little bit. What are you teaching, Dave?
Sports broadcasting performance.
You got any professionals in your classes this year?
Oh, we've got a couple that I think have a chance to be really, really good, and we've had some that we've got one working at ESPN now, a recent graduate, and she's not on the air, but she's doing some neat things. And we've had some others land some pretty good jobs, and we've really started a sports media degree program here just in the last couple of years. It's been a lot of fun. I've been a part of that as an adjunct professor, and it's the kids will keep you sharp. That's the fun thing about it. They will keep you sharp. As if they hear you doing something on Saturday that you told them in class not to do, they'll call you on it.
You got any of the football team in any of your classes, or any of the athletes that the Husker fans might know?
No. It's much like I went to Missouri to school. It's very difficult for an athlete to try to make it through a journalism degree. You just don't have time. Now, I do have a softball player, an all-Big 12 softball player in my course now, Mariah Gerhardt. And I don't know how she does it, playing softball. It's a huge time commitment for sports, and yet it's a huge time commitment for journalism. They just don't play very well together. So typically it's pretty rare even for an Olympic sport athlete to navigate the journalism school, because there's just so much, very demanding, very time-consuming, as you guys know, and it doesn't usually fit well together. So no, and don't anticipate any, because I just don't think they have the spare time to complete all the extra work.
Dave Hunziker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's a play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. 2:30 go time with the Nebraska Cornhuskers this Saturday. Dave, your team's 6-0. I don't know. I guess if you look at the schedule, maybe a lot of people at Oklahoma State saw this, but around the country, I don't know many people expected this team to be 6-0.
You know, I think 5-1 was practical. I think 5-1 was very realistic for this football team. 6-0, now you've taken things to a whole new level, because you know, to go to Lubbock, Texas, and win, a place where the Cowboys had not won since 1944, pull that off, and you know, navigate now two road games successfully, I think it puts a whole new perspective on things. Now, how long will this last? I have no idea. It's how long this will last, I have no idea. But it is fun to watch a young team come together and play as well as this team has, and again, I think it's just celebrate every win. You know, every win is a bonus, because you just feel like with all these new starters, you didn't know what to expect. So far, so good, because I think 5-0, very realistic. 6-0, that takes it to a whole different level, because Lubbock is not a place where this team would have expected to win.
Dave, you say relatively young team. You got a young quarterback as far as experience goes, but he's plenty experienced in the real world. Interesting story about Brandon Whedon.
It is. You know, he just turned 27 last Thursday and played 5 years of minor league baseball. In fact, he was the highest draft choice by the New York Yankees coming out of high school in the amateur baseball draft. I guess it would have been 2002. Yeah, never really pitched as well as he thought he would. His fastball was clocked up to 97 miles an hour. He's right-handed, so you can imagine, you know, that's bringing it, to say the least. But at the same time, he started to have a little bit of shoulder trouble, realized it really wasn't going to go much far beyond a ball, and so he decided he'd go ahead and gravitate to football, and came to Oklahoma State because he was, you know, obviously from Edmond, from nearby, and was familiar with the coaching staff. Everybody knew when he was in high school he was going to play baseball, so there wasn't really any interest in people recruiting him much, because they didn't expect him to play football. And I think his professional baseball experience has really helped him as a first-year starting quarterback, because, you know, he's had some times, first half against Texas A&M, part of the first half against Louisiana Lafayette, where he's made some mistakes. And he said, you know, baseball is a game of failure. You have so many times where you fail and you have to just get back up there and pitch again or hit again. And that experience, you know, playing for a living and, you know, understanding how to deal with failure, it's really helped him, because in those games when he struggled, you know, he had a couple of turnovers early against A&M. He had some trouble early in the game against Troy. had a couple of interceptions he threw and lost two fumbles. You know, when he's had those types of situations, he's bounced back. And that I think, again, that's not only his age, but I think his experience playing professional baseball has really helped him. He's got a great arm, as you might imagine.
Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is he helping out Justin Blackmon, or is Justin Blackmon helping him out?
Both. You know, I think you might make an argument that Justin may be helping him a little more. Certainly that was the case Saturday in Lubbock. It was third quarter, and Cowboys were trying to expand the lead. And, you know, Blackmon, you know, runs a route down the right sideline, and Wheaton throws a ball that he probably shouldn't have thrown. He throws it a little bit high, and looks like a Tech defender is going to cut and jump right in front of it, intercept it. He leaps up, ball goes over his head. Justin catches it and goes 50 yards down the right sideline for a touchdown. Justin's great at playing the ball in the air. He's deceivingly fast, and it's just amazing how he's come on. I felt like in August he could become their playmaker, but to the extent of 57 catches in the first six games for almost 1,000 yards and leading the nation in receiving touchdowns, now I would have never thought that. But again, good skills, you know, really a good leaper, great at playing the ball in the air, can certainly make the tough catch. He has not faced corners as good as what Nebraska will offer on Saturday, and this will be one of those, you know, supreme challenges for him to see just exactly where he is. This offense is supposed to distribute the ball, you know, somewhat evenly across the board. That's not happened. They've had some injuries at some of the other receiver positions, but they're getting healthier by the day, maybe healthier at receiver for Nebraska than they've been in two or three weeks. So one of the big keys is, you know, if he gets that extra attention, not only do you have the running game to turn to, but also, you know, this offense is supposed to make the defense have to guard and defend the entire field width-wise. That's not true of a lot of college offenses. A lot of times you have just one half of the field that's really engaged in the passing game, and then you have the running game. That's what makes this offense unique. You have to cover the whole field because it could go to anybody at any time in any part of the field.
Dave speaks about the running game. That, of course, is Kendall Hunter, one of the best not only in the Big 12 but in the entire nation. He will play on Sunday, as many people believe, and he is a strong, strong running back. Dave, the running game has to obviously take some pressure off of Wheaton, and I know initially that's what they wanted to do with this team.
Well, and Dana runs it more than Mike Leach does. Mike Leach, you know, they're basically cut from the same cloth. Dana worked for Mike at Texas Tech for a number of years before going to the University of Houston. And that you know, they've not had, you know, even Coach Leach has told Dana, I never had a tailback as good as Kendall Hunter to even utilize as an option in the running game. It makes all the difference in the world because your defense has to really, you know, not only are you consumed with this passing attack, but you have to be engaged in a run game. And not only is it Kendall Hunter, but Joseph Randall is a true freshman from Wichita who rushed for almost 100 yards against Tech. I think he ended up with about 95 yards. He's third on the team in receptions. He's great at catching the ball out of the backfield. Sometimes they'll put both those guys out there at once to the left and right of Wheaton and really make it hard. It creates a lot of misdirection opportunities in the running game as well as in the passing game. So it's not just Kendall Hunter, who seems to be a lot healthier than he certainly was a year ago when he missed nine games, but you've got Joseph Randall out there now who brings another element to it. The run game's very, very good. I think that's a big key Saturday is can the Cowboys – you know, run the football, make first downs running it to make the two facets of the offense really be able to complement one another. I don't think you can be one-dimensional against Nebraska.
Last minute here with Dave Hunziker, the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Every week we do these interviews and break things down about the opposing team, Dave, and I compare this game to Nebraska's Washington game and Kansas State's and the Kansas State game. Neither one of those teams had a good defense. Oklahoma State's defense has been very questionable. Can they slow down Nebraska? I view this game as a shootout, more or less, on Saturday. What about Okie State's defense?
I think if it's a shootout, I think Oklahoma State wins, truth be told. I think if it gets to be a high-scoring, high number of offensive snap game, I think that's what Oklahoma State wants. I think they want Nebraska, you know, if the offense can move the football. We talk about a shootout, that means both teams are scoring. Of course, if Oklahoma State can't make first downs and Nebraska is able to run the ball, Nebraska will be doing all the shooting. There won't be any shooting on the part of Oklahoma State. So that's a big key. The one thing I will tell you is this. Bill Young, historically, as a defensive coordinator, his teams have been very, very good at stopping the run. The core concept of his defensive philosophy is basically a nine-man front where both safeties are involved in stopping the run. So you have nine guys against the run. Then they read pass and retreat into coverage. You know, can they handle the physicality of Nebraska? Can they stop Martinez? We'll see. I do feel like from a scheme standpoint, Oklahoma State is set up somewhat favorably to at least monitor and somewhat control the Huskers. Now, can they tackle in space? That's a big key. I do think Oklahoma State's linebackers are the strength of their defense and their strong safety. Probably three of the players that will most heavily be involved in trying to stop Nebraska will be Oklahoma State's top three defensive players, the middle linebacker Ori Lemon, will linebacker Justin Gent, and strong safety Markell Martin. Again, can they make tackles in space? Can they get them slowed down? We'll see. But I do think from a scheme standpoint, this is the type of attack that Oklahoma State is sort of geared to stop. Now, can they handle the physicality? Can they make the plays? That's what, you know, you can scheme all you want, but if guys can't tackle, if you can't handle the physicality of the game, then you can, you know, you can discover penicillin. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we discovered that last Saturday against Texas, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah, we certainly did. Interesting little did you know about Bill Young. He was on John Cooper's staff. He actually coached Bo Pelini when Bo Pelini was in college, Doug.
Well, yeah, so Bo knows a lot about how Bill Young thinks. And there's a reason why even some of his teams at Kansas that weren't great managed to stop the run. It's because his scheme is really designed to do that. That's what he wants to do.
Well, Dave, we'll let you get to class here and go mold the young minds of America and have a great call on Saturday. We look forward to a great football game. Thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
My pleasure, guys. Have a great week. Looking forward to having the Huskers.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Lunchtime, and don't forget the buffet at Godfather's Pizza, North 2nd and 42nd Street of the Archway Plaza in Kearney. It's only $6.50 and includes the salad bar, your favorite pizzas, the monkey bread, the salad bar. It's all there for you while you're watching whatever you want sports-wise on their televisions, ESPN, the playoffs, football. It's all going on this weekend. And if you're staying at home or getting delivery, don't forget to go online for the Godfather's Pizza coupons. Simple, godfatherspizza.com. Godfatherspizza.com helps you save on the delicious taste of Godfather's, and they can also cater to your party. Delivery, 234-9444, 234-9444. They're open 7 days a week. The buffet is served 7 days a week from 11 to 2, so check them out this weekend at Godfather's, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. We made our predictions earlier in the show. I like Nebraska 45-21. I think that they are going to tear up this Oklahoma State defense. I think Nebraska's secondary is very good. Maybe Oklahoma State doesn't get that many points. They only scored 34 at Texas Tech, who, you know, we picked to lose to Colorado tomorrow. So, Daddy, you got Nebraska just not quite by as many points.
I think Oklahoma State competes and they get a late touchdown, late 10 points in this one. Hopefully Nebraska steps on the throat and takes them out early.
Yeah, this is a very important game. This is going to determine the rest of the season for Nebraska. Are they what we thought they were, and that's a good football team, or are they not what they thought we were, and then all of a sudden maybe an underdog going into Missouri next week? We'll have it all for you on Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of Husker reaction. We'll also preview the state high school football playoffs. We'll catch up with UNK football coach Daryl Morris and, of course, Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz. State high school cross-country reports all day today on ESPN Football Tonight. We want to thank Kearney cross-country coach on the boys' side, Luke Geringer, for joining us, Mike McCoy, general manager of the Nebraska Danger, and Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Daddy, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Have a safe weekend. 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.